I'm Maura Bennett with California Ag Today. Wine growers in Sonoma County raced against the approaching Kincaid fire to harvest remaining grapes as the blaze was approaching last week. Sonoma County wine growers say the growers were about 92% finished with the harvest when the fires broke out. Tani Tosconi, executive director of the Sonoma County Farm Bureau, told California Ag Today the possibility of smoke damage or taint still exists.
We still are trying to get that figured out. The one great thing that our sheriff allowed us to do is that he was allowing our vineyard managers and stuff to go in and pick grapes, even in areas that had been in the evacuation zones, because we know about smoke taint. You know, we don't want to see smoke taint. So our guys got on it. People were helping. One vineyard that had already finished harvesting for the year would send their staff over to help get the grapes off the vine. But I know right now they're doing a lot of testing out there just to see if there has been any taint. I don't think we know yet.
Tosconi says they are reaching out to Farm Bureau members to catalog the damages and see how they can help. That will take some time. While Northern California growers were crossing their fingers that the worst might be over, new blazes opened up at the end of the week in Southern California. Officials pointed to the fast-moving Maria wildfire that had torched more than 8,000 rural acres. It threatened millions of dollars worth of avocados, oranges, and lemons. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.